Bank of Cardiff.
Hello, yes. Yeah, I have received a letter mentioning regarding some pre-approval up to $250,000.
Okay. Was there a reservation code?
Yeah, there's a reservation code here.
Okay.
Yeah, that is 2511-0401-0034-9687.
Okay. Let me pull your information up.
Yeah. Actually, I would like to know the whole details. What is it about and how does it work?
Mm-hmm. Sure. And I have Excel Motorways.
Yeah, this is Excel Motorways, yeah.
Okay. And the number you're calling from, is that the business line?
This number? Yeah, there are two, three lines, and there is one more line, 805, which is physical at this address.
Okay.
But the line which I'm calling you right now is from internet, and there is one line which is 805-876-0678. That is the physical line here in the business office.
Okay, and your name?
My name is Anoop Singh.
Okay. And are you still at the 293 Aristotle Street address in Simi Valley?
No. Actually, that was the previous address. You guys have sent the letter. Let me check it. No. This is you have sent the letter at my latest address, 7307 Griffith Lane.
What is the address again?
7307 Griffith Lane, Moore Park, California, 93021. That is the address you have sent me the letter.
Okay, so you have a few different locations?
Yeah, pardon? No.
You have...
This is the only location, latest location, this is the one.
You
that
moved.
That was the previous one. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, let me see here.
Go ahead.
Okay, and can you spell your name? I'm sorry.
A-N-O-O-P, Anoop.
Okay.
And last name is Singh, S for Sam, I-N-G-H.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what does your business do exactly?
This is a transportation business.
Transportation?
Transportation.
Okay. Do you have your own vehicles, or is it more just logistics?
We own three of our trucks.
Three trucks?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it, do you do long-haul trucking? Is it local?
Yeah, long-haul, yeah.
Long-haul, okay. And how long have you had the business?
It's been 4.5 years.
Okay. How's everything going?
Going very fine, yeah.
Okay. Are you the sole owner of the business?
Yeah, 100% owner.
Okay. Perfect. So what you have received... Yeah, what you have received is an offer for financing. We have several different programs. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Yeah, actually, you know what? The reason for myself is to get the money for the working capital, because we have the invoicing like anywhere from $50,000 to $75,000, and sometimes it goes up also. And just to meet the day-to-day expenses and just for the working capital requirements.
Is the invoicing for 50 to 75, is that per month? Or what?
Yeah, per month. Yeah.
Per month, okay.
We have the record. Yeah, we have the influx of like anywhere from $50,000 to $70,000 per month in the account.
Okay. Now, if you were to get the additional funds, obviously it would, you know, serve as a cushion, but would you be able to do any type of expansion or build the business if you were to get extra funding as well?
For the expansion?
Now, if you got additional funding, would you be able to use any of those funds to expand the business as well?
Expansion is almost there, yeah.
Okay, or is it mainly just a cushion?
What is Christian?
So you're using the funds to pretty much have some extra funds while you're waiting on the invoices to come through, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. But would you be using the funds for anything else? Would you be you know, can you take on more business if you had the capital there? Could you, you know, take
yeah,
on more jobs or hire people?
Of course, I'll be hiring
okay.
a driver. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any working capital loans currently?
Working capital loans currently? I had taken one merchant loan, which was from Funding Circle.
Okay.
So
do you still have that?
Because in this line, let me tell you one thing. You guys
sure.
have mentioned here that based on your business borrowing history,
mm-hmm.
as reflected in UCC filing data,
yes,
from November 2015, our internal reliability score, we would like to conditionally offer you a business. Your bonus $250,000 working capital
mm-hmm.
or equipment loan. Because there is one, they might have seen one UCC. There was a loan which was taken. Earlier I had taken a loan with Funding Circle.
Yeah.
It was for $35,000. I paid it off and then they approved me for $75,000.
Okay.
And I took this loan in November of 2015, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why there is a UCC sitting. They might have seen
yes.
that UCC.
Did you take the additional 75?
The 75 out of that 75, like 35,000 was paid off. I brought down the balance to zero. Then
mm-hmm.
they again pre-approved me for $75,000. And now I have got $70,000, which I owe them. I have paid off $5,000.
Okay, so you just did that recently.
Yeah, I it was
okay.
taken, not recently. It was taken like maybe like 5 months or 6 months earlier. So
okay.
in case, yeah, let me tell you one thing. In case you guys approve me for a bigger amount and you
yeah.
give me the better terms, what I can do is I can finish that loan. I don't have any interest because if I can save some money on the interest, and if you want to, you guys want to go for your own UCC, I don't mind it. I can
mm-hmm.
pay that off, and that's it.
We have flexible programs, so we may or may not require that be paid off. So we'll look at what's going to make the most sense for the business. Now, what did you
yeah.
do for gross revenue last year?
I couldn't understand your point.
Can you
be more elaborate?
Yeah, the 2015 gross revenue.
Yeah.
So what was the total revenue you did last year?
2015 was around anywhere in $300,000 plus.
$300,000
plus. I don't have the exact figure, but it was $300,000 plus.
So that's what you made before you paid out your bills and expenses and all that?
Yeah. There was a
okay.
course of this one. But let me tell you one thing. I had
mm-hmm.
expanded my business recently, and probability of having my tax return this year is going to be more than $500,000. But
okay.
what I have right now, which is sitting in my this tax return, which is this is $300,000 plus.
Okay, and what are you averaging monthly now?
Monthly average
uh-huh.
is around anywhere. It varies. It goes from 50 to 60,000, sometimes 70, sometimes 75. Depending upon the season business.
Let's just say the past 3 months.
Past 3 months? If you want, I can tell you right now from
okay.
my bank statement.
Okay.
Just a minute. I can show you right now. You mean to say you want to have the deposits in my bank?
What is that? I'm sorry.
You are asking me my total deposits in the bank, or what do you have?
Yes, the total deposits.
Hold on, just an average. I'll show you right now. I have got all the bank statements in my hand. Just a minute.
Okay.
Just a minute. Okay. In case I get disconnected, you can give me a call at my same phone number where I'm calling you from.
Okay, perfect.
Just a minute, hold on, please.
Okay.
Okay, So this latest bank statement, which I have with September.
Okay.
So the total deposits into my account, they were $67,122.42.
Okay, great. And what about August?
And I had an average balance of $4,633 in my account.
Okay.
And in my statement of August, I had deposited into my account $103,005.05.
Okay. And what about July?
And I had an average balance of $7,000 in my account.
Okay.
And in my July statement, I had a total deposit of $73,093.70.
Okay.
And my average daily balance was $5,036.96.
Okay, perfect.
And in my statement of June 2016, I had a statement total deposit of $136,000 even.
Okay.
So actually, perfect. Let me tell you one thing. My influx of my money every month is anywhere around $60,000 invoices,
okay.
which I, bill, which I send it to my company.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, how much money are you looking for? What would be helpful right now?
Well, to be very frankly, in this business, in the businesses, you need more money. You need is more better for you. But I think anywhere around $125,000 or maybe $150,000.
Okay. So we usually go. We usually lend about 10 to 15% of yearly gross revenue. But because you're doing so much more now, we'll focus on the revenue that's occurring here in the past 4 months. So I think that you could potentially get approved for between, I'm just guessing, maybe $60,000 to $100,000, anywhere in that range. Would that be helpful?
Yeah, that would be helpful. But that would be, like, as I told you that I had a sitting UCC, which is for $75,000. Do you mind? If that is still there, do you mind it giving me loans even then?
Yeah. So we wouldn't. I would submit you in a program where we wouldn't have to pay that off, so that you could have the full $60,000 to $100,000 to use for the business. Because it wouldn't make sense to pay off that balance and then only have $10,000 left. That wouldn't make sense for you. Yeah. So we would leave that alone. We won't touch that.
Okay.
And then we'll, we will approve you for the largest amount of money and the longest term. And then we'll go over options with you as to how much you want to take and what term option you want. We have 3 months out to a couple of years and anywhere in between for our program.
I want to have it stressed into a longer period of time because, what I want to do is I want to keep my monthly payments low.
Sure.
But if we spread it into a shorter period, it becomes high monthly payments, and which are not good for my business.
I understand. So we would request the longest term for you and then see what options.
What is the longest term we can request?
2 years. I have 3 years, but I don't know if you'll get approved for it because it's a newer program. So I don't want to present that to you. I think a couple of years. And we can always refinance it halfway through and stretch it back out if you need to and get additional funds.
Okay. So if it keeps on going well, you can refinance it half the way. Okay.
Yes, always, yes.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
And by the way, can you give me some hypothetical idea? Actually, I don't have a very good credit, but I don't have any liens. I have never filed any bankruptcy.
Okay.
I have no delinquencies in my credit.
That's good.
But I'll be very upfront. I want to tell you everything straightforward.
Sure.
My FICO is around 680.
Okay.
I don't have a very good FICO. Yeah.
That's Yeah, that's right around the national average, a little bit below the national average. We do still have programs for 680. So what we want to do is build and establish a relationship with you where as we do more loans and there's a trust level there because you're making your payments on time, we present you with better terms and options for future loans.
Okay. And can you give me some hypothetical idea? As I have told you everything, my bank statement, and I have told you about my FICO score as well.
Sure.
And I have told you that my credit to debt ratio is high also. And because I had taken out the credit from my personal, I have channelized the money into my business. So on this in this kind of a scenario, like in case you approve me for anywhere from in between $60,000 to $100,000, what interest would you be offering me at this point?
Yeah, so I can give you some numbers here. It would range anywhere from 10 to 25 cents on a dollar, anywhere in between. It depends on the program you choose. So let's just say on
25. Okay.
Cents on the dollar. Yeah, it's not a percentage. So we'll give you different options, and you can pick what's going to make the most sense. So let's just say on $60,000, you pay a total principal and interest of $66,000. That would be on the low end. And the high end would be, you know, $75,000 principal and interest.
So that would be a lump sum payment.
No, it's when you pay your – when you make your payment, it includes the principal and interest. But a lot of our programs, when you refinance, will waive some of the interest on the loan, sometimes all the remaining interest. And if you want to pay it off early, there's really good discounts as well. But we
I'm sorry to cut you. I just want to have a question. When you lend me $60,000, you don't offer traditionally like the other banks, they give 10% interest rate annually and then they split the interest rate into monthly and then calculate. You guys are telling me that if you send me $6,000, so you'll be taking $66,000. So that is the total payment which you take from me. That's how you give it?
It's the principal and interest, and if you want to pay it off early, you would get a discount depending on the month you pay it off.
Okay.
Okay. So if you want to pay it off early, you get a discount, but we don't know what month you're going to pay it off. So we can't really – we give you what the percentages are, and then you can kind of figure out the payback. But it's very straightforward. So we really just customize it to what's going to make the most sense for your business.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah.
So you will quote me ahead of the time. Let's suppose you approve me for $70,000, maybe $100,000.
Uh-huh.
So you will tell me exactly that if I take $100,000, I'll be paying you back.
Yes. We tell you
$10,000 to $125,000.
Yes, we give you the exact amount, and we'll give you different options to look at. So maybe you want to save some money, so we might change the structure of the loan for you to save you some money.
Okay.
So what I... Go ahead.
Yeah, it makes sense. But when we split that payments into 2 years, doesn't it become very high payments?
I'm sorry, what is that?
Yeah, suppose we take, I take $6,000. Suppose let us take a hypothetical example of $60,000.
Sure.
And as you told me that if I take $6,000, then you'll be taking me $66,000. So if we split $66,000 into 24 payments, how much the payment becomes monthly?
If you got approved for that program, that's $2,750 a month.
$2,750 a month. The payment becomes. Is there any way to split it into 3 years?
I can't promise you that. So we do have that program, but right now, because it's new, it's typically these programs for unsecured financing, because we're not asking for any collateral or assets, and it goes on your business credit, which is nice because you get the tax write-off. So there's more risk involved than, say, if we financed one of your trucks for you. That's secured financing, which we can do over 5 years. But this is unsecured, So there's more risk involved. Therefore, the terms are going to be a little bit shorter. But you have the option to refinance them and stretch them back out.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. But I think it'd be best we can just show you some different options and then you can see if it's going to be a good fit or not. We have probably the best options out there because we've been around for about 14 years.
Yeah. Okay. So let me, in case I give a call back, let me think about it. Let me discuss it with one of my partner also. And
do you want me to email you the one-page application we would need?
Already, like in this paper, you have sent me one application.
It would be a little bit, it looks like that, but it would be a little bit different. So if you fill that out, you'd have to fill out a second one. I can fax it or email it to you.
Yeah, I can give you my email.
Okay, what is that?
You can send me. My email is my company name, that is excelmotorways@gmail.com.
Okay. And you're going to talk to your partner?
Yeah, I have to discuss with him, yeah. I have to see one of my friends. Like, he's not my, like, I am the 100% owner, but
yeah.
He's my cousin, actually. You know, he's the one whom I discuss everything with.
Sure. All right.
Yeah,
well, I'll send this over. I'll send this over, and then just let me know if you have any questions.
Yeah, and when I give a call back, would I be talking to you or somebody else?
You would talk to me, yeah.
Okay. So whenever I give a call at this phone number, I'll talk to you. Okay. And okay.
Yes.
Let me have your name, please.
It's Nicole.
Nicole. All right. Mm-hmm. It's a very prominent name, Nicole.
Mm-hmm. And C-O-L-E. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then my direct phone number is
858.
381. 4423.
All right.
Yes.
All right. And once I apply, how long does it take for you to approve it and deposit the money into my account?
It usually takes a day to get approved and then a day or two to fund.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Yeah.
So,
it's really easy.
And how many month statements would you like to have?
We would look at 6 months business bank statements, and then your most recent tax return. It could be 14 or 15.
Yeah, I can send you. No problem.
Okay.
Yeah, I can send you my tax return. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. So I'll send you the email, and then just let me know if you have any questions.
Yeah. And did you send me the email already?
No, I didn't send it yet.
Okay. Yeah, because I was sitting on the computer, I could have checked it right now. Oh,
okay.
So
I'll send it here in a couple minutes.
Yeah, so just tell me. Okay, can you spell back me my email address?
I have excelmotorways@gmail.com.
Yeah. Exactly,
okay.
Exactly, Sam.
Perfect.
So you are in San Diego right now?
Yes, give me 5 minutes and I'll send it over to you.
Okay, no problems. I'll wait for that.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
Bye.
Thank you, Nicole. Very nice talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye.